Yo, man. Easy to blockhead, then we back. Had technical difficulties, but we really didn't have technical difficulties. We thought that we had some, but we really didn't have none. So, I don't know. That was weird. So, okay, now let's go live on. Is live right now? I'm talking about
YouTube.
On the YouTube.
Right there in the corner.
Okay, so let's do that. All right. So is it already titled?
Yeah.
Yo, it's easy to block, Captain. We back. Listen, man, we didn't have technical issues. We thought that we had technical issues. And that's just how it be sometimes.
Technically, that's a technical issue.
I mean, technically, that's a technical issue. No, because we're trying, like I said, we're new at this, and the producer is producing. Ain't that right, Stank? Could you call Gunpowder Pat back, please? Or could you call Sam back? This time we got it, though.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
All right, so it's on now. I don't have to worry about if it's going to be messed up or not. I mean, it's on. So again, where we got interrupted at, we had Gunpowder Pat on the line, and we had a good ass conversation. I'm so mad at that fucking stream, man. It was a good ass conversation, man. And honestly, it was a genuine conversation, because that was the first time that me and Gunpowder Pat actually, like, had a conversation. So those is like questions that I really was trying to ask. If y'all don't know, we don't have the phone number in the back anymore though, babe.
Oh, add it.
Go ahead.
Right there.
So so y'all know what to do. This is the number to call, 914-205-5667. If y'all wanna call in, we are talking about Ultimate Madness. Can you please change the title as well? Come talk about Ultimate Madness. Hope everybody's staying safe out there during the day. And for this crazy events and all that. We streaming with the yarn and all that stuff.
Yeah, they are.
And all that. I ain't had an L.
I didn't like one. Did you roll one up?
I thought I had. Okay, so oh, shit right here. Let me get the butt. But you gotta pull the phone and drone up in there.
I'm not gonna be able to do it. It's not like I'm gonna try to go inside and see if it's letting me see it, but I don't know. Let's see.
Where's Gunpowder Pat at? Come on. Anyway, the event is postponed. Peace at it till mid, maybe May, beginning of June. You know, we have to stay safe out here. We have to make sure that it's safe to be rapping in front of people's faces and all that shit. I don't got time for that shit. I mean, rapping in niggas' faces, niggas was like coughing and all of that shit. I mean, it's Gutter City Radio. Gutter City Radio is separate from It's a Legendary Bar. Like, I want to do that podcast, but I want to talk on some real shit. But listen, Gutter City Radio, we talking hip-hop shit. We going to be shooting off the hip here. We going to talk about everything. I hold no punches here. You know what I'm saying? Like, I've been battle rapping for 7 years now.
Damn.
I know, it's crazy. I took a 3-year layoff. I was on vacation. You know what I mean? I took a 3-year layoff. But so collectively, it's been 7. If you subtract the layoff, it's 4. But I watch battle rap. I have a job that, you know, allows me to headphones and all day. So I do a lot of research.
You got Dutch on the line.
And y'all know Dutch. Who's on the line?
Dutch.
What's
good
up with
y'all? What's going on, brother?
The Gutter City Radio, man, where we turn up here and we hold
on.
Dom
DeMarco.
What's
going on with you, buddy? Yo, man, we never had sound effects on Wall Report Radio, man.
Billy holding out on me now.
She tuning up because
shit
like that.
Shit like
that. Shit like that. Shit like that.
She ain't like the fuck up. Yeah, so she started, listen, I'm going to come home tomorrow. She will have some brand new shit. We're going to get this shit together.
Damn, son. Yo, easy, man. I don't know what you did, man, but she never did that up for us, man. That's crazy.
Listen, I got a slogan here. Dutch is brick by brick here.
We
is brick by brick over here.
We used to be on the radio, Ratchet.
Yeah.
Okay. I'm eating on gunpowder. Then, Dutch, I wanted to say to you.
Right there.
Dutch, I wanted to say to you that, you know, a lot of media out there, a lot of bloggers out there that, you know, that know battle rap. I myself consider you like a battle rap historian.
Mm-hmm.
You definitely know a lot of things. You say you do your research. You watch even the newer people to come up.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? To them becoming the people who, like, say, like, a, you know, Easy the Block Captain or you know, like a New Jersey Perk and all that. Like,
mm-hmm.
You've seen those. You travel to different cities to watch. It's not a lot of people that do what you do, and I know firsthand because you was never a fan of me at first.
Mm-hmm.
Like, you was actually a person who I had to, you know, I had to build, I had to
shit like
that,
shit like that, shit like
that. You know
what
I'm saying? Like, when you used to be in the building, I used to be like, damn, Dutch don't fuck with me. I used to be like, yo, Dutch don't fuck with me. You know what I mean? I remember the first time I actually, you know, got your first, you know, impression. You know what I mean? I remember what battle and all that. But before I even get into that, I wanted to say, you know, you are appreciated for niggas like me. I don't know how other people feel, you know, about you, but I know that when nobody else is coming to Philly, the powerhouses and all the little leagues, you was coming. You dig what I'm saying? And I know we still, you know, we appreciate that shit. You see what I'm saying? Because we didn't really have a lot of people. I felt like in Philly that can give us that little push. But you know what I mean? Like, you definitely should get your, you know, your respect and all of that here. I don't know somebody in the background that got like an echo. I don't know if y'all speakerphone or not, but it's sounding a little crazy.
Oh, no, that can't be me. I ain't me. But, I really appreciate that, man. I really appreciate that, man. Like, I don't do it for nothing else. You know what I'm saying? I don't do it for nothing else. You know what I'm saying? Like, I could care less about everything else. But when you and others, you know, come to me and say, yo, Dutch, man, I really appreciate it, man. I really appreciate what you did. You know what I'm saying? I do it. That's like my reward. You know what I'm saying? And you know what I'm saying? I really appreciate it. You know, for real, for real. Y'all hear me?
Right. So we got Gunpowder.
Okay.
Who's on the line right now? Is that Pat or is that Sam?
It's Pat.
What's up, Pat?
Listen, we had a technical difficulty that wasn't a technical difficulty.
I don't know how that go, bro.
All right, so we running two computers over here. So y'all know she the producer.
Shit like that.
And her screen says something that my screen didn't, but I didn't check my screen, so that's why I just so we really fucked up.
We got Ace
Amin
about to come on the line right now.
Okay,
we got it. We got a
pack. Bang, bang. Ace Amin, we got one part of Pat, and we got Dutch in the building. Ace, what's up with you,
man? Dom DeMarco, Marco.
Hey, call it, man. How this motherfucker, you know, doing what I do, same old shit, man. How you?
You a hard man to get in contact with, good brother.
Man, listen, man. I don't even know where to contact me at, bro. It's kind of crazy. I'm trying to figure it out. But I'm trying to figure out the best line to catch.
Shit like that.
Man, Ace is too smooth. You hear? I swear to God, man. Ace too smooth. He's like, I can't even contact myself, man.
I want to say that I don't even feel like that you should be in this tournament. One, I think
I appreciate
Yeah, I think that you did enough. You know what I'm saying? I don't know if, you know, for my audience, I know people know who you is, but for my audience, if you want to, like, you know, tell niggas, like, you was popping already. I don't want to tell, like, your whole story, but you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, doing the music thing, I mean, before this, dropped a couple projects, been around the country on a few, like, promo runs in terms of, like, tours and shows and shit like that. You know, I got that interview, of course, that's the one that kind of niggas attached to me, the interview with the Do's and Don'ts on DJ Small Eyes, got down there a million views. Go watch that if you haven't watched it. It's about to clip a million views. So, I mean, yeah. I get that interview a couple times on the battle rap or whatever on You All Real, a couple pay-per-views. Going all right, man. Going all right.
And then you... I don't know. I mean, I'm sure niggas know. And then you had a situation. You had to, you know.
I was on vacation for a little bit. Just came back from that. So, yeah, you know, a little bit of adversity to add to the story.
So from the transition, right? You coming home. All right, so this is the part I always wanted to know. So from your transition, you coming home, now, did you just automatically know you was going to jump into this shit? Or you, like, it just dropped for you? Or?
Nah, real, like, absolutely. What happened was, shout out She, man, She happened. Me and him, like, I didn't know he liked battle rap. I had been on it for a little bit. Then I told him I was going to an event. I'm like, yo, I'm about to go over to this event. It was, I want to say it was Born Legacy Supreme, like the first one in New York, when Ill Will battled Twerk, and JC battled Chess, I think, Rum Nitty battled Chef Fred. And so, like a year, fast forward like 2 years, you know what I'm saying, we record, and I'm in the studio one day. I'm like, yo, we were just watching battles. I was like, yo, I'm about to just do this shit. I said, I'm about to contact one of these local leads and just try and see if I still got it, because I hadn't battled since I left prison. I was like, let me just try this shit. And that's how it happened, like, literally.
And your first battle was who?
A nigga named So Super. Shout out So Super on Capital Battleground, CDG. It was, like, September 2018, October 2018. Like, September. Run that. Year and some change ago, year and a half ago.
Oh, October. Damn.
Yeah.
So, are it rumors that, like, you smack, like, cousin or some shit like that?
That's my brother. It's my brother, man. It's my brother on my father's side. You know what I'm saying? It's my brother, man. Yeah, that's my brother. My brother, man. Shout out, Smack. Shout out, Uncle Brother Smack. Shout out, Uncle Brother Smack.
Okay. So, you got your first PG win?
Band Legacy 1. Band Legacy 1 last, like, a year ago, last year. A little bit more, like, February last year. My first PG. You know what I mean? He was a general.
Right.
You know, the rest is, I guess.
So we about to go. No, I'm seeing some shit over here. So, all right, so after the PG, right? After Fuse, right?
Yeah.
You went and did what after that?
After the first PG?
Right.
I battled Burke Buck, Man Lexi too.
Burke Buck, okay, I remember that. And then after the Burke Buck, was it the Somerset? Was it
Snake God.
It was right after
back. Burke Buck.
Okay, so you had two PGs first, or was it the first one of PGs?
Yeah, I mean, Smack hosted my second battle, but I'm saying Smack was there, was on stage. I don't know if you want to call it a PG again, but.
At the
point, like, technically, I guess I had two PGs, but yeah,
I started from. Oh, so you went from two PGs straight to.
Say that one more time, bro.
I said, so you went from two PGs and you went straight to Snake Eyes.
Yep.
So is that can we say like because you like smack people?
I'm say that again.
I said, do you think you got that there? You got there that fast because you're smack spoke?
Bro, Smack's not really my bro. I was trolling, bro. She's not really.
So what happened to the point that you got to that stage so fast? Because, you know, like, regular, you know, niggas got the PGs, and they got the one-offs, and they got the bands. It's like you went from PG to you was him.
Ace was cooking in
this
home league. Ace was cooking.
I was rapping really well. I had, like, three of the craziest. I mean, I had a bunch of performances. I had two performances back-to-back where I broke the building, the whole performance. And we did a face off on the champion and got 200,000 damn views damn near. And they pushed it. I lost. The battle was originally booked for Pan Legacy.
Right.
Pan Legacy 3. I lost my voice that weekend. I couldn't rap. So the next big event was some hip hat. Shout out Briz and T Top. They battled on half of Roberto Luke and them. They need another card to be able to fulfill it. They put us on the card. So it was me, Snake Eyes, Franchise, and Death Boy. Shout out Franchise and Death Boy. Also on the card.
Right.
Feel me? So, it was just
so, okay.
If Briz and Fertile Fook and them don't get to battle at some impact, that never happened.
Oh, yeah?
And that's the official rap. So it's like, it was just time. It was fortuitous for me. It was fortuitous time. And the benefit of having good promo. Just put promo behind it because there was a lot of other battles that was booked to happen that he could have put on his page. But that our battle had enough notoriety on it and had enough heat behind it that they got it on his page.
All right, so then you battle Snake Eyes. And listen, I ain't going to lie. That bump at that Snake Eyes battle was crazy, bro. That shit had so many... Niggas, yo, I seen the one little video. It was like fucking. it was like.
Yo, and it broke his phone.
Yo, that shit was so funny.
Yeah. It was a moment, man. I hadn't really been done in that fashion before on a
Real
Estate, Mano Geek Day. You know what I'm saying? So, I didn't plan it exactly that way. And like, you know what I'm saying? Niggas think that that shit was like planned, like me and Snake talked about it. We didn't talk about it. Like, the only thing that me and Snake discussed is that we were okay with both of us being physical. But we never discussed, like, the parameters for the physicality. Like, I didn't tell him, like, yo, I'm a bump you after I say this. You gotta act like you feel or nothing like that. We just said,
right. All
right, look, if you wanna be physical, you can be physical. I'm gonna be physical. Just don't OD. Both of us agree to that. And then, so, yeah, it was a good moment. It was a good moment, man. I look back at it the last time. That was hilarious when I see it pop up on the screen. Hilarious, man.
And then after that, you get to this swamp battle. You know, I want to know what happened.
No. So after that, I did Jay the Nightwing. Got 30 on Jay the Nightwing.
Yeah,
and then
did.
I got a swamp.
Yeah, you did. I was there for that. See, that was ugly, though. Ugly.
Yeah.
Ugly. Right. Alright, so come to Snake Eyes battle. Name is
Pop. Oh, you're breaking up, bro. My bad.
You ain't breaking up, bro.
You're breaking up.
Who?
Mm-hmm.
Might be.
Alright, so you come from Snake Eyes battle, you pop in, you go to the night room, and then you 30 him. So right now, me looking in, everybody got you winning against Swamp. You know what I mean? Like, you was the favorite.
Against Swamp?
Against Swamp. Yeah.
Yes.
Hell no. Yes. You gotta go back. Please go back and look at that and review your. Hell no. Should they have me winning that battle? I've never been ahead since last time I was ahead in the polls when I battled Snake Guy. Have me losing the Jaded Nightwing and have me losing the Swamp and it got me losing the Pets. Got me losing everybody. It had me losing the Homie and ahead of polls. They just had me losing the Homie. Like, this is what it is.
That sounds familiar.
No complaint. Now they have me good. I had a time. Before and then afterwards, of course, you know, they had me good.
So, I mean, I don't know. Is it me? Or I thought they had Ace winning. Not. I'm not saying you won the battle. I'm saying going into the battle.
I'm before the battle. Hell
right.
Niggas had me losing.
All right, so what happened then? Because I had you winning going into the battle.
I had me winning too. I had me winning. Bro, I had me winning just like you. Bro, we was on the same page. I had me winning. That happened, man.
But was it because you wasn't like air or?
I didn't execute. I didn't execute. All the announcements, like I was prepared. I just didn't execute, man. When it came time to do it, I didn't deliver my material the way that I was supposed to deliver my material. He won. He did. He won. Shout out Swamp. You know what I'm saying? Right. I don't really even catch on that shit. Like, ain't no excuses. It don't matter. At the end of the day, it don't matter what happened. What matters is what was the result. He won.
Right. Right.
Shit like that.
Two one. Right. I respect that.
He won. Yeah.
Perfect. So we got Gunpowder and Pat on
the
line too.
Ace,
you hear me?
Pat, what up, homie?
Pat, what up? Ain't sure. I'm cooling, man. I'm listening. I'm scoping the scene. You know how it go.
Shit. Fast. What up? Are you stuck in that COVID out there? That shit crazy, y'all. What?
I didn't even hear that, Gold.
Is there anything you want to ask?
That COVID, that shit heavy where you at. Niggas is dying where you at.
I mean, yeah, you know New York always on top of the charts with everything.
I think that's... I don't know who knows.
No, we got a 914 number. Who's that?
Hey, y'all.
Who's that?
Hey, it's me!
Hey, yo, Dutch, if there's anything you want to ask Ace or Gunpowder Pat?
Nah,
but I will say that Ace Amin is the person I wanted first round because he was a favorite in this tournament. Like you said, he shouldn't have been here. I knew a lot of people had him winning this, so I will throw that in that I wanted you first round for that reason. The same reason I told you Bando on my side, I wanted to get Bando out of there because you want to get the people that you got to worry about out of there. I wanted Ace first round. Mm. But he on the opposite side, so... Might not even see
the only time I'm saying you was on the big stage somewhere. That's the only time I'm saying
you. What you said?
I said the only possibility of me seeing you was in the finals, brother. The only possibility. Excellent.
Nah, I mean, shit, I ain't want you besides this. Now humble yourself, blood.
I hear that.
Who you got out of Gunpowder, Pat, and Root, you know what I mean? Who you got?
I don't care.
No, if you
one
had
to... I'm battling these niggas. I don't know sourpuss time or... I'm not really looking at... I don't know who gonna win, and I honestly don't care. I don't want to sound like an asshole or no crazy shit. I hope Gunpowder will pass over in there and does his best to get a good battle out of it. If I had to bet my money on it, I'd probably bet on Root Bando, to be real. But I'm not. I don't care who wins. Being real with you. That's on y'all. Like, y'all got to fight it out. You know? get to the next one. And I hope, like I said, one of y'all niggas I end up seeing later on. But if not, then it is what it is.
Man, oh yeah. Okay. I got shit to do.
Hey, I got a question for y'all. What's your biggest motivation? The money or the end result?
Yo.
Hey, yo. Yo, talk regular, nigga. Like, what are you doing? What are you doing, buddy? Like, what's up with you over there, man?
That's how they talk.
Yo, what's up with pieces? Yo, he can't run no more. He can't run no more. Invitational. He don't know what to do.
Who the fuck is this? Gunpowder Pat? Is that Gunpowder Pat talking? Stupid fucking white girl. I don't want to hear this motherfucker.
Oh my goodness, dude. Here,
this is wild, but
no, that ain't my dude. He's wrong.
Bang.
How y'all feel about the judges? Three judges so far we know. Uncle Ra, Knowledge, and Tony Bro. Ace, how you feel about them?
I ain't worried about it. Can't control it. I'm ready to rap, man. That's it. I really didn't even know you said Tony Bro.
Yeah.
I didn't even know that. I'm not worried about it, man. I just got to rap. I'm not, you know, all the shit that I can't really control, I'm not really even focused on, bro. I'm just literally trying to get to New York or wherever the fuck they having this shit at and get this shit started. That's it. I don't care who they could have got. Whomever the judge, the shit that I'm gonna say to this nigga, it don't matter who judge. I don't give a fuck. It's gonna be easy call. Whoever it is, I just wanna get it started.
Hold on. This is dumb shit. My fault, yo. The judges do. I feel like some battles, not some, but I'm keeping a band. Like you gotta worry about who the judges is, in a sense where it's like this 15K. And these dudes determine whether or not you move on to the next round to get another shot at the 15K. You feel what I'm saying? So
yeah. Let me ask you a question. Do all 16 niggas battling have to deal with those same judges?
That's right.
Oh, all right. Well then, I don't care, bro.
Rita from Champion is the fourth judge. They just announced it on URL Twitter.
Rita?
Yeah.
Alright, well, let's get it cracked.
How y'all feel about that, though? Because I just seen it too, my damn self. That's
nigga,
crazy.
I'm about to flirt with her heavy.
You are also diversity and women's equality of arguably the biggest media platform in the culture. Rita rounds the judges panel. So Rita, Anwar's wife, Champion, she's going to be the fourth judge. Okay. So it's Uncle Ra, Rita, Knowledge, and Tony Bro.
Right.
How y'all feel about the judges?
I'm
asking everybody, like, how y'all feel.
Oh.
I don't want to say nothing bad because they judging. I love them all. I love the judges.
I mean, no, because listen, I mean, everybody's. I don't know. I don't think it should have been.
Listen here, 15K on the line. I love them.
I mean, you got a point there.
Got to play this shit right.
It's like this. All right, man. Listen, Anwar is still Rita's wife, dog. Like, I mean, like, no matter what, it don't matter. You know what I'm saying?
Oh, my fault, bro. I ain't in some bad rap like that. My fault, she married. I ain't gonna flirt with her.
All right, well, listen, I'm saying, all right. I'm saying that for me because, listen, the nigga Anwar He be NWX out on every champion motherfucking episode.
Yeah, I don't think that's enough. You impugning. I'm gonna be real. You gotta be careful with that because it's like we impugning her character based on something that she ain't got no control over. Like she don't be NWX out, and it's like now we're gonna say because she in close proximity to a nigga who is that's gonna somehow impugn her ability to be able to be impartial. I'm not gonna go that far and call nobody character out until you've shown some type of signs that you can't be trusted. Me personally, and I'm gonna be real. I just don't care. Like it's five judges. Four of them is gonna be those people, and one of them gonna be the fans. It's one person.
Right.
That one person. Okay. Now, if I felt like it might be something with that one motherfucker, now I got four other motherfuckers that I need to dissuade. It's one easy way to push all that anyway. Go in that bitch with undeniable material. And it don't matter. Like it's five judges, and I'm glad it's five of them instead of three because it's way harder. The more number you have, it's harder to not find a majority that makes sense. It's too many motherfuckers that's going to be on the same page. It's too hard. You only got two selections, and it's five people. I'm fine with it. You could have put. I don't give a fuck who you have judging. I don't care. As long as they know battle rap, I'm fine with it. As long as it ain't none of these famous motherfuckers who don't have a clue what a fire bar is. If it's regular people that listen to battle rap on a regular. Who consume it? I don't care who it is. I don't care.
You see,
I contradict that.
I actually said that I want two of the judges to be people that's not involved with battle rap. Don't you think you?
Why would you have? They don't.
Feedback from
no.
Them?
No, they don't know battle rap. How would you have people judging? That's like having people judging. That's like having people judging gymnastics who don't know gymnastics. That doesn't even make sense. That doesn't even make sense.
So if you got judges that don't know the sport. And you can wow them more than your opponent. That don't mean something. That means something.
No, it don't mean something because they don't know what you're supposed to wow them. It don't. Yeah, you're wowing.
I'm
glad you don't speak for everybody. You speak. Let's be clear. Gunpowder Flash speaks for himself, not for nobody else.
No, I don't.
He's wowing.
No. I'm speaking for the popular. You know what I'm saying? There's a lot of people that don't fuck with battle rap. So if you show a battle to someone that don't fuck with battle rap at all, and they choose you over the next person. That says a lot. That's why I want one of the judges.
No, it don't say nothing. If you got $15,000 on the line, you don't get referee for a basketball game who don't know basketball.
Bro,
that does not make any sense.
We got five judges, and we not dunking. We got five judges.
Bro.
What's wrong?
You're rapping. You're rapping in a way that is specialized that not a lot of people know. That don't even make sense. I ain't about to even have this conversation. Yo, you got your opinion, I got mine. This is what it is.
I mean, I don't know. Maybe that's a certain attribute, you know what I'm saying? When you can hit a certain crowd, you know what I'm saying?
No, it's not. If you wanted to be a can. I mean, for you it is.
Ooh.
It works for Gunpowder Pat.
I don't want it to be. It is what it is. I don't want it to be.
Pat you in a coma, baby.
It's Patness.
Listen, Ayo Ace, the only thing, listen, I kind of agree with Ace on the I would want niggas to know the battle rap bars because there's certain shit that, you know, niggas can say that a celebrity.
Nobody's going to know what you're talking about.
And
no one's going to know. If they're not a battle rap fan, they're not an avid battle rap fan, certain shit you say, no one's going to know what the fuck you're talking about.
Right.
That's why DNA won on BET. That's why.
How you think I feel playing battles for my people that don't fuck with battle rap and they don't know what the fuck going on? That's why I say sometimes you gotta hit the pop.
What that gotta do with judging for $15,000? If there was no money on the line, fine. If there was no money on the line, if there was no winners and losers, and you just wanted judges that add some flair to it, fine.
Because,
there's money on the line.
Because,
I don't want my money. Bro, listen. I don't want my money being decided or losing out on a chance of some money because of a nigga that don't know no better. He don't know what's fire and what's not fire. It sounds to me like you want to get away with saying extra basic shit. That's what it sounds like to me. I might be wrong, though.
Baby,
it just sounds like
It's a difference from you trying your heart out and me saying 1, 2, 3 and getting reaction. You can't say 1, 2, 3. I could say 1, 2, 3. It's a difference.
You want to be able to say 1, 2, 3 to the people that's gonna cheer for 1, 2, 3. The niggas that's not gonna cheer for 1, 2, 3. The niggas that know
battle rap involved judges already though. It's already three battle rap vaulted judges. What's wrong with having one person that don't know battle rap? Like, you know what I'm saying?
It doesn't make sense, bro. It doesn't make sense. That's why. That's what's wrong with it.
Yo,
it does not make sense.
Diversity. Diversity.
To you.
Always makes sense.
Yeah, to you. They got a woman on the panel. That's diverse enough. It's a woman.
What you
mean?
Yeah.
Come on, man. It's a woman. It's a woman
man,
and a half member.
I rocks
with my
female.
They got Uncle Rock. They got Uncle. That's what I said. It's diversity. The diversity comes. They got a woman on the panel. That's diversity. You want diversity? There it goes.
No, but by diversity, I'm saying it's five judges. You telling me A$AP ain't got a problem with one of the judges not being battle rap involved? I feel like that's cool. It's great. You feel me? Let's see what he thinks. And that eliminates a lot of biases, too, because everyone else battle rap involved. You get what I'm saying? A lot of people talk about biases. I don't give a fuck about that, but you can eliminate that by having non-battle rap involved judges. That's non-biased. They don't know you. They don't know me. They don't know battle rap. They just know
me. Let me ask you a question.
And they got to pick somebody.
Hey, Easy, let me ask you a question. Let me ask you a question, Easy.
Right.
If me and you are both chefs and we have a cook-off and we have to present an entire meal, and the meal is judged not just on how it tastes but how it's presented, how it was cooked, everything about the meal itself, like the culinary part of it. I'm a chef, just so you know. Every part of the culinary aspect of cooking the meal we're being judged on. Do you want somebody who just knows how food tastes, or do you want an actual chef or someone who came up in culinary arts that knows what it's supposed to have to judge it? If it's for money.
You have
what do you
four
want?
Other judges that know food. Is
I'm
it
asking,
not cool to
man
a stranger?
Can the man
you and your
man
never picked a random bitch and be like, yo, who
you.
Look better? You know what I'm saying?
I'll wait for you. I'm going to wait for you. Go ahead. I'm going
to
wait for you.
Yeah. I will want a chef to taste that, y'all.
Why would you want a chef, bro?
Because I would want them to judge me the correct way. I know what you just said.
That's it, bro. You want somebody who is educated in the field, who understands the field, to judge you.
Right.
If you're getting critiqued by some, it's just like who you gonna take critique from in terms of, and they're giving you feedback. You gonna take feedback from somebody who just consumes it, or you're gonna take feedback from somebody who's created it? It does not make sense, bro. It doesn't make
Yo,
sense, bro. Like, it don't make sense.
It's already battle rap involved judges. What's wrong
with
that?
Here goes the thing about it. No matter how you feel about it, it's going to be all battle rap related judges. So get over it. That's all you're getting.
I think you worried.
That's all. About what? You, bro, you're going to literally lose in the first round. I'm not worried about you. I'm not even thinking about it. You're literally going to be out. You're an afterthought. Rubando literally has the easiest draw in the first round.
Bang.
Rubando
bro,
was about to dog that you and get you out of there.
Good, bro. All that sound good, bro. When I pat in that moment, and y'all niggas in a coma, I don't want to hear shit, bro.
Shit like that.
I did the math, bro.
Fire.
I did the math, bro. 2 minute rounds.
You didn't.
Four bet. What?
Two plus two.
I'm that much minutes
What's
away
two plus
from
two
what?
Equal?
Man, listen, man.
What 2 plus 2 equal?
Face.
You did the math, baby. I see you in the finals, Gunpowder.
I ain't gonna see you in the fighters. You out of here.
Bang, bang, bang.
You got Rubando,
bro.
Rubando about to dog walk you.
Bang.
I put
yo,
money
bro,
on it. I got 500
yo,
on it.
Listen,
I got 500
man.
On it.
Listen.
I got 500
on it. I
got 500 on it.
None of that.
I got 500 on it.
Bro.
I got 1,000 on it. I got 1,000 or 500 on it. Whatever you want to do. Other than
I
that, I don't want to talk about it.
I got 15K on it because I'm taking it. I got 15K on it.
You got to win. You got to win three more battles. That ain't your money. That ain't your money, bro. That's smack money right now. That ain't your money. You can't bet what's not
bro,
yours.
Bro, it's
bet,
stint,
bet what's yours.
Bro.
How much
yo,
you like
bro,
you? How much you like
me,
you?
Bro, it's stint, bro.
Right,
listen,
you don't
want to
talk
bro,
about You don't
want to
bet,
different.
Right? You don't want to bet? You don't want to bet?
Listen, bro, it's
it ain't that different. It ain't that different. It ain't that different. It ain't different enough for you to put your money on it, bro. It's all good. It's all
bro,
good,
I
bro.
Got my money waiting there. I said 15. You don't want to do 15. It's cool. I understand. You don't got it. It's cool.
Say that.
Well,
yeah, but I'm not worried about no judges, man. Whoever they want to have judges, they can have. I ain't care.
Ain't none of y'all niggas winning that joint because I'm winning that joint. You know what I'm saying?
Man, I forgot you did this shit. My somebody just fell.
Oh, son, damn.
I know.
Wow. On your own show, easy? Damn, son. That's
what?
Crazy.
What happened?
He said he forgot I was on. I mean, listen. Listen, Ace is the favorite
I'm not the favorite. They got me losing the black news, the bad news. What are you talking about? Where you be getting these favorites from? I'm losing the poll to bad news 48% to 40. They got me losing the bad news. What are you talking about? The favorite? They got me losing in the first round.
That's a popular.
How am I the favorite?
I'm seeing the motherfucking brackets, and I'm seeing Ace on that joint at the end.
Bro, listen, whoever filling out them brackets, they not the niggas that you seeing. The niggas that voted on that poll have bad news winning 48%. I don't know what to tell
What 48 to give what? Because if he's winning 48%, that means he ain't really. You know what I mean? You up?
I think he's saying, oh, they got bad news 52, and they got Ace at 48.
They got Ace at 40. But that's close. But listen, that's damn near even.
Ace feels that strongly in his ability. You know what I'm saying? Like, and as a battle rapper, you should. I'm not saying that Ace is not better than bad news, because I got Ace beaten on bad news, but. You know, like, we all know that when you're talking about, like, putting polls up on, you know, on social media, of course you're going to attract a lot of casual fans. And if they see, like, okay, bad news, I've seen him here and there, you know what I'm saying, in certain instances. And it's like, I'm more familiar with bad news and Ace. So they automatically you're going to say, oh, okay, I got bad news winning, not really knowing or taking the time to actually – you know, researching, like, okay, let me see what these two is about. You know what I'm saying? If you actually watch their battles, you're going to see, oh, shit, you know what? I got Ace winning. You feel what I'm saying? I think that's the case and with this, you know.
But who on his phone has him losing?
Who, Ace?
Yeah.
I got
a better question. Ace, are you carrying? Ace, let me ask you a question now. How are you preparing your rounds in terms of this round? Does it matter, or do you have extra motivation knowing that there's people that doubting you in the sense that, you know, picking bad news over you off the rip?
From what is outside to control what is within. I see everything, but it don't affect nothing. That's why I'm telling you, like, I actually see the sentiment. Like, to go further to what you said was accurate in terms of niggas see polls and whomever they're more familiar with is who they're more inclined to vote for. But take it a step further. For the other niggas, a lot of times what it reflects is sentiment, where niggas not necessarily saying they think you're going to win, but they want you to win, if that makes sense. So it's like an opposite. Right. So the opposite is true with that, too. So niggas aren't just wanting you to win. They want the opposite to lose. So that's what you're seeing. You feel me? You're seeing a lot of, man, we want this nigga to fuck up out of here. Get this nigga who's doing all these fucking interviews, all this talking, get him to fuck up out of here, which is fine. I understand and respect that. Now, I say that to say I see it, but it don't affect what I'm doing, negatively or positively. I know where I'm at. I know what I need to do in order to eliminate this nigga, and it's my job to do that, and that's what I'm doing. I ain't letting none of that shit really affect nothing. I'm about to handle some business, too, real quick. My folks pulling up. They about to hop in the whip, so I'm gonna have to mute you.
All right. No problem. Yeah,
Hey, yo, Gunpowder, gave me some good shit, man. Yeah.
What's going on?
Yo, that was fire. That was a
classic.
It was, and listen, it's all I just said because me and you ain't never really have a convo, so all of these questions I asked you was actually questions I would have asked you.
That's right.
So, hold up. Who's on the phone? We got Pat. Who else on?
Dutch.
Dutch
and Sam.
And Sam. Oh, everybody on here. All right, bet. So let's finish what we was doing, Dutch. So we was on. All right. Yeah, so we was on a second battle because we already did Squeako in your honor.
Right.
So let's just, so let's just go straight to the second battle. So that'd be Gunpowder Pat and Rubando. Ain't that crazy? Gunpowder Pat on the phone. and listen, don't hold no punches because we on the phone, man.
All right, I'm gonna keep it a bang. You know what I'm saying? That's what I do. You know. Let me see. Yo, how many? What's the time limit again?
2 minute rounds.
2 minutes. Yup.
2 minute rounds. 2 minute rounds. All right, it's tough because I'm gonna keep it a bang. Bando's a puncher. Don't get me wrong, but in terms of time, of reaching that haymaker, that heavy punch, it's going to take him the same amount of time that it takes Gunpowder Pat to reach his. And in that space while he's reaching his, the setups, Pat can do whatever and be entertaining, could be funny, and then he ran that haymaker. You feel what I'm saying? Like, I'm not going to lie. You know, I had Bando initially, you know, winning. You know what I'm saying? But, you know, when you I didn't even release my bracket. I didn't fill my bracket out. So, you know, when the days go by, I may flip it and say Bando. I may flip it and say Pat. But, like, right now, you know, I may just edge it to Pat. Only being because I just recently seen Bando versus Kruger. And
right.
I'm watching the battle, and I'm like, yeah, he's saying stuff, but it's not hitting to the point where it's like, yo, that's crazy. He's a puncher, but the punches he's saying, the way he's structuring it and delivering it, it's a lot of wordplay, bending words and stuff like that that may not automatically get a reaction. But if you in that space, especially for the tournament, You can't afford to have like four bars of punches or eight bars of punches that's just being slept on. You gotta come out the gate swinging. You know what I'm saying? Especially if you're gonna land that moment, and I think Pat is built more for that moment. You feel what I'm saying? So essentially, I'm gonna have to get Pat the edge. You know what I'm saying? It's gonna be a goodie. You know, but it's all the
it's gonna be a sluggy. Good luck. I knew that.
It's all about how Bando fills that space. If he can fill that space of bars with more heavier punches, then it's gonna be a longer night for Pat. I'll be honest with you. You feel what I'm saying? So it's really on how Bando prepares his rounds for this tournament.
Sam?
Damn, son.
Well,
damn, so we lost Sam the sauce, man. Shit.
Oh, we got it. Listen.
He just said he want to come back on.
Oh, because, like, he is gone. All right, man.
This is how you treat me? This is how I'm fucking treated?
Oh, shit.
Yo, so why are you guys talking about with like straight up winning the battle like it's a regular battle? Like the whole point isn't that you really win because you gotta entertain the judge, not when you gotta win the judge over. You don't gotta necessarily win the battle.
That's true.
So honestly, let's take Uncle Rob for example. Uncle Rob don't give a fuck about the battle. He's just trying to stay awake. You know what I mean? Like he's not watching the battles when he's at events. He's running around getting interviews and shit. So when he's forced to sit down and watch the battle, he's gonna go vote for someone like fucking Gunpowder Pat at that point. He's not sitting there trying to listen to rappity rap all day.
Right.
Whoopty whoop. Let's get it.
You know what I mean? So Dutch know I was gonna come on. Dutch know I was gonna come out here and be serious at some point, yo. Tony Bro, if you ever listen to Tony Bro talk, he's real slow and, like, you real, like, you know, drawn out. He's going to go for the rapidy rap person. He's going to lean more towards that. You know what I mean? So, you guys have the advantage of, okay, this is what I got to do for Tony Bro. This is what I got to do for Uncle Rob. I don't know the young lady. I don't even know if she's a young lady, but I'm guessing she's a younger lady. Who's the other judge?
Knowledge
is the person that goes to regular events and watches regular battle rap, and he'll actually sit down and you know, so that's like the regular battle rap fan. So you already got three different people that you got to aim towards and know what Gunpowder Pat wants, folks, is what Uncle Rod's giving. Uncle Rod doesn't give a fuck about this. Well, you know, he's just in the battle rap. He's more into the fucking entertainment side. He's a fucking 80-year-old man, yo. Like, he doesn't want to sit there and fucking be listening to rap all day.
Oh,
that's
my
no disrespect
God.
To Uncle Rod, because he's cool as fuck, but, like, let's be for real. When have you ever seen him sit down and just watch a battle?
Oh, shit. Yo, that's an interesting perspective.
He just came and woke
you up. If you guys want me to lie to y'all, I'll sit here and lie to y'all all day, but come on. When have you seen, even when the battle's going on, as soon as, like, there's a break and Uncle Rod gets bored, he's over fucking trying to get an interview from whoever the fuck is over there.
Right.
So then who are we trying to impress then?
Honestly,
the one that I would go for is Uncle Rod, because he's not going to be paying attention. That's like me. If you see me at a battle event, you know I'm not paying attention for 90% of it. But when I do really like somebody, I'll pay attention to it. And when I'm paying attention, most likely everybody else is paying attention. You know what I mean? So Uncle Rod would be the one that'd be like, oh shit, he's the one if I got his attention, I got everybody else's attention for sure.
I'm gonna tell you who is going to pay attention. Rita. She gonna pay attention, cuz.
Yes, she is.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I'm not familiar with her at all. I mean, I'm pretty sure I've seen her in a video or two, but I don't care what they talk about, so whatever.
Right. So who do you got? We had Gunpowder Pat versus Rue Bando.
If you get a good Rue Bando, Rue. But if you got, like, an amazing Pat's going to win. But right now, like, the way the judges were laid out, I'd say Rue.
Yeah, it does depend on the
just
judges.
Just that first round, Pat got to be amazing. Everything else, depending how it is, I don't see Pat not being able to win. The first one's going to be the toughest for Pat. Because Bando can be entertaining at the same time. Like, if you get a Bando that's actually just not, like, rapping and he's actually, like, energetic and everything,
right?
It's going to be a long night for a Pat. Like, me personally, I wouldn't sit down and listen to anything Pat says, and I'll just fucking go sit down and take a break, sip some water or something.
Wow.
I think it's going to be all about speed for Pat. Like, since it's 2 minutes, Pat's just going to have to compact his shit in 2 minutes. And that's just going to translate into we're finally going to see Pat really punching. And I'm looking forward to that.
But that's not Pat style.
But it's going to have to be. You got 2 minutes.
Pat, I disagree
because I did that verse on it. Niggas don't want to see me punching. Like, they want to see me in there fucked up, being goofy.
Right. I don't think that you're
going to
execute. I think it's just going to translate into it because of the timing we have. 2 minutes is 2 minutes. 2 minutes is 2 minutes. 2 minutes is 2 minutes.
Exactly.
But
you got to get to the point. You got to get straight to the point. I always open around stupid. You know what I'm saying? I get straight to the point. I'm a proud person.
I feel like in terms of this tournament, if you can have a round – in terms of Pat, if you can have a round, like, a structured, like, the same round that you had when you battled Pop and when We Go Hard, you feel what I'm saying? I think that you definitely will edge and pretty much get Bando out of there. You know what I'm saying? If you have a round just like that, and where you have those haymakers back to back, I would say back to back, but every 2 to 4, you got them like bang, 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 bang. You know what
I'm saying? Nah, but gotta be back to back because it's 2 minutes. We don't got every 2 to 4. You know what I'm saying? I did the math.
Okay.
Good at math. You know what I'm saying?
We know.
All right, so
but
we
I got to tell me and Bando. It's always been me and Bando, Bando and me. We're going to see what's up.
Okay.
All right, so we're going to go straight to the next round. So we got Jada Nightwing versus Real Six.
Yo, I'm back. My bad.
Okay. Ace, we just going through the card right now. We got Thesis on the line. We got Dutch on the line. Gunpowder Pastel here. And you, we get Jada Nightwing versus Real Six.
What y'all got? Day to night, we ain't gonna real sick.
Shit, I'm looking at real sick. You know what I'm saying? Getting this one. You know what I'm saying? Like, I feel like, this is my personal opinion, of course. You know, I feel like Jada Nightwing, dope writer. You know what I'm saying? Dope writer. It's just that I don't know how him being that laid back is going to carry in this tournament. You know what I'm saying? Especially versus Real Sick. However, I'm actually interested in seeing if that factor can offset Real Sick's energy. You see what I'm saying? Because I think Real Sick could rap. You know what I'm saying? That's my, you know what I mean? I think Real Sick can rap good. You feel me? I just want to see if that energy that he has can get offset by Jada Nightwing's nonchalant behavior. You know what I'm saying? His personality. I'm interested in seeing that. I honestly have Real Sick edging that. But I think that's the key right there for me. Can Jada Nightwing deal with Real Sick going back to back to back in that, you know, because again, you know, you got to keep in mind that 2 minutes, you know, you got to get to your point. I feel like Jay's not going to get to his point. Let me not say that. I feel like Real Sick is going to get to his point quicker than Jada Nightwing. But this is going to be a close battle.
I think you only saying that because Jay, his prep game is trash.
That too. In
right.
In addition to, you know what I'm saying? I didn't even touch on Jada Nightwing's preparation. But I imagine that since, you know, 15K on the line, he's gonna have to prepare differently, you know, especially with, you know, that type of motivation, in addition to the fact that, you know, it's 2 minutes. If you have 30 days prepared for 6 minutes, you know what I'm saying? 2 minutes each round. See, I don't know what to tell you. You know what
right.
I'm saying? So.
But, all right, but then I think about it. Is this too soon? Did he just get put in, like the fire? Because, listen, I didn't know who he was until I knew he was in the tournament.
Who you talking about, Real Sick?
Right. So, it made me go, you know, see, okay. You know, I mean, who he was. And then it's like, okay, so then, all right, so.
If you want to keep it a bean, I do agree. You feel what I'm saying? It may be too soon for Real Sick because if you look at everybody in the tournament, the only person that you really look at, like, that you could argue that hasn't really put that much groundwork in terms of, you know, the URL process could be Real Sick. You feel what I'm saying? So essentially, it's like, huh?
Compared to everybody else, like he has a lot of battles like behind him. Not necessarily on URL or
high
level.
Yeah. But essentially that's the argument right there. Like everybody probably knows Real Sick outside, I would say, the URL casual fan base, But in terms
wasn't
of,
wasn't he on, like, UW, too, and no one gave a fuck about him? I mean, I know you're real sick, but no one gave a fuck about him anywhere else.
Nobody
like,
really,
cap or anything,
yeah.
Really.
That's
with
actually that's my familiarity with Real Sick. I'm sorry. Go ahead.
What's his home league?
I want to
say our battle.
It might be Kids of Garden though.
Oh yeah.
What?
It might be what thesis?
I said the same shit, yo. You know what the fuck I said, man. It's the same group of people, yo. Like.
It's a syndicate. That syndicate over there. That's what Real Sick belongs to.
Hey Dutch, so all right, so what if we get a prepared Jay the Nightwing? Then what?
That's actually what I was basing it off of. Like that's actually what I was getting to. Like, if we get a prepared Jay the Nightwing, that's cool, but I feel like his nonchalant behavior, because at the end of the day, he could rap fire. You know what I'm saying? Sick can rap fire. What's gonna be the actual? It's like pretty much like boxing. It doesn't really go to some. A lot of times, it don't really go to the boxer that's more technical. It goes to the boxer that's more busy. You know what I'm saying? So I feel like Real Sick is gonna show. He's gonna be more of the busier battler as opposed to Jay the Nightwing, you know what I'm saying? But my actual question in this battle is, like, if Jay the Nightwing gets busy, you know what I'm saying, and kind of, like, offsets Real Sick energy, you know what I'm saying, whatever he does in his preparation to do that, how is that going to carry over to the judges, and can that ultimately advance him to the next round, you know what I'm saying? Because both of them could rap, you know, but I think that Jay the Nightwing being too cool for school, you know what I'm saying? Just standing in one spot and just it's a good and bad thing because he can impress people, but at the same time, will that be enough to get him past Real Sick? And with that being said, I think the energy is going to be too much, and I think Real Sick is going to move on. But
do we know if there's going to be a crowd or not on this?
I mean, from behind the scenes, I guess. I mean, Ace probably could tell you a little bit. I think they only trying to put, like, 3 people on stage per team. And I don't know how many people.
They're going to have to have a crowd, some type of crowd. Like, have to be in terms of aesthetics and, you know, because at the end of the day, like, you don't want a WrestleMania that just passed where there's nobody in the arena and
right.
It just looks weird as fuck. For production purposes, I feel like there has to be some type of crowd. Maybe like 15 to 20 people filling in the background
right.
just to give that type of visual, you know what I'm saying? But in essence, yeah, I feel like even with the crowd per se, like energy is going to be, to me, is going to be a factor as well, energy performance and stuff like that. But of course, you know, material always going to have to be there regardless. You know, you can have energy like Busted Rhymes. If you ain't saying shit, you know, it's gonna be quiet. You know, all you're gonna hear is you know what I'm saying? But
right.
You have to have material accompanied with the energy and performance to actually cause some type of reaction. But I did, for the answer to your question, yeah, there gotta be a crowd there. Has to be.
Ace. Oh, he probably slid off. All right, well, then let's go to the next. We got Kid Chaos versus Lou Castro. Hey, yo, Pat, if you want to chime in, I don't know if you want to chime in or not. Do you want to say who you going to think will win, or? Oh, I think Pat's out, too.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, we got.
Okay. So, yeah, all right, so it's Easy, C2, and Dutch. So then let's go straight to the other one.
Right.
So we got Kid Chaos versus Lou Castro.
Who y'all got?
Yo, Thesis.
Yo, you want me to go first? It's gonna be another
another
Rue Bando gun powder pat situation. Kid Chaos is a good rapper, Lou Castro is a good rapper and a good performer. I think Lou got it over on performance. If he could rap as well as Kid Chaos, Lou got the capability of edging it.
Yeah,
but just rapping wise, Kid Chaos. But I got Lou Castro winning overall, if that makes sense to you.
Absolutely. Absolutely. I got Kid Chaos edging it. I think Kid Chaos just recently, his recent past battles, you know what I'm saying? He added a little bit more performance to his repertoire. So, you know, he added that with the simple fact that he can actually construct around with shit back to back to back. It's going to be tough for Lou Castro to overcome that because, you know, he don't rap as good as Chaos. So, got Chaos winning.
But like, with the comparison of Rue Bando, like, Kid Chaos, Rue Bando has more, like, general, you know, like, things everybody could like and everybody will get right away. If Chaos is, like, that much of a better writer that people say and, like, he's sitting there, like, saying all this incredible shit, it's not going to keep the judges' attention as much as just Lou Castro performing because they're going to be sitting there trying to decipher the shit that Chaos says, you know what I mean?
Yeah, but, my hopes is
so that's
that
where they got all the writers got to figure out how to balance everything out. Like,
absolutely.
Really, this is
I just
the whole weekend is a performer's advantage.
One question: so the judges shouldn't do like who they think will like a John. Like, if they want to do like a like I'm gonna predict this or a prediction or I think this will win.
Mm-mm. Mm-mm.
I don't think
they should.
Nah,
they shouldn't. They shouldn't because
so,
now it's like,
right?
You know, I'm already walking in there with a prejudice. You know what I'm saying? I don't want to say bias, but I already prejudged this tournament in a sense. You know what I'm saying? Like, without anybody rapping, I really don't think they should. I'm agreeing with you. You know what I'm saying? Like, if anything, they should. You know. Go on, do whatever they're doing. You know what I'm saying? If they're doing shows with people, let them take care of that. Speak on the tournament. You know what I'm saying? But in terms of like actual giving actual picks, nah, they should stay away from that.
And I think if that's the case, then that would eliminate Tony Bro and the Chick, because I think they both did it.
Did they do it prior or did they do it? You know what I'm saying?
I know Tony Bro did because I was listening to it. So, I mean, I'm sure he didn't know he was going to be like, you know, or I don't know if he did, but that kind of like a, you know, if I was, you know, picked or not, you know, I'm not sure about me, but I'm just saying if you is a judge for this and you did a prediction, that would kind of be kind of crazy.
You know, but at the same time, like, it depends how you look at it, because as a rapper, you kind of got the advantage because you're like, all right, Tony Bro don't expect me to do this, so now I'm going to do it.
Yeah. I mean, not saying no.
But then what if you don't do it? You know what I mean? Or what if you, like, but what if you're like your regular self, like he already pictured or she already pictured you to be, and you come like exactly like that, or say as to a person who has no biased opinion, and you come how you come, but it's better than how that person came, but maybe they favor that person's style.
That's why I'm saying you can't prepare for this like a regular battle because you got to prepare for – you can't prepare to just win the battle. You got to prepare to win over the judge. You guys got the advantage. If they were just to throw you in there and you not know who the judge is, it's one thing. But you guys know
right.
all these people's personality now. So you know
right.
what to do. You know what I mean?
Matter of fact, let me ask you a question, Thesis. Like, and let me ask you this question too easy. Like, because usually when people – prepare, especially in battle rap, when you prepare and try to cater to an audience, it usually doesn't go that good. You know what I'm saying? Usually it kind of like fails, even though in this case it's still being judged. You know what I'm saying? Do you think that it's better just to like, you know, prepare how you usually are, you know what I'm saying, and just come up with the best material that you can as opposed to like actually catering for the judges, you know what I'm saying? And it may work, it may not work. You know what I'm saying? But at least if you do it your way, you know, you have no complaints about it. You know what I'm saying? Like, what's your view on that?
I mean, well,
you
I guess
first
I...
Go ahead,
I mean, one. I'll take it first. I mean, I guess I'm gonna give it to you like first, you know, foremost, because I'm writing for it. I'm going in there I didn't care who it was. I didn't care who was judging it. I was gonna give them the easy that got there.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? Like, so, I mean, have I, you know, did a little adjustments that I know that it was going to be judges? Then, yeah, I mean, I would agree. Yeah, I changed it to, I guess, I can agree with him in a sense of I'm still going to give you me, but do I know is judges going to like be in the building? Yeah, I mean, I know. I mean, I ain't stupid, so. You know, I didn't know who was going to be the judges, but I was just going off perspective. Like, okay, you mean this can be that. So, you mean, yeah, you kind of cater to that part. But as far as, you know, like style-wise, no.
Okay. Okay.
I think when you're saying they prepare for battles, like, they'll go to, like, We Go Hard, right? Like, let's take We Go Hard, for example. They'll go to We Go Hard and say, yo, these people only like street bars. Or they'll go to Kali and be like, yo, these guys like more anime-type bars. Or they'll go to iBattle and whatever the fuck they talk about over there. You know what I'm saying? And they'll prepare for that. But, like, in this case, you got, okay, like, let's say you knew some, like, 80s, 90s, 70s references. Like, yo, Uncle Rod's going to get those. You know what I mean? So you cover those shit. This girl like fucking hair, so you got to say some hair shit, so you cover that. You know what I mean? Like, you know almost exactly what to aim for, yo. You know what I mean? It's not like if you go to We Go Hard, you don't assume that someone over there might like anime too. So they don't pepper that in. They just go over there and fucking bury you in fucking street shit all day. You know what I mean? They're not That's how they generalize the audience when they say catering to the crowd when they go to leagues. But this. It's like you already have a spectrum of people that you know you got to pepper in stuff like slowly for everybody.
Okay.
Right.
Oh, shit.
Yo, you're
kidding,
Uncle Rob. All right, so let's jump on to the side, though. So, all right, top right, we got Fonz versus J. Kruger. Boom.
Isn't Fonz. If you go on the polls, yo, they are killing Fonz. Killing Fonz, you know what I'm saying? Like, they, you know, they just killing Fonz. And I want to ask y'all, like, do you feel like Fonz is one of those dudes that's underrated, especially in this tournament?
Hold up, you said
they haven't seen Fonz as recently as they've seen J. Kruger.
Okay. Yeah.
I mean, the last time we seen Fonz, what was it? It was Born Legacy. No, yeah, Born Legacy in Cleveland. We battled J400, and it wasn't that. Yeah, he pretty much buried J400. You know what I'm saying? But
I think it's about. You know, if you a push. I guess I'll say it like that, because it's just like that. Like, all right, it's like I did the stumbles battle, and then. Few months later, I did the Swagtana battle. And then, you know, it got everybody was pushing for it. Yo, Easy need to get another plate. Easy need to get another plate. Like, that's, you know what I'm saying? Like, tweets and all of that. I mean, like, if you're pushed in front of their face, if they seen you, they're going to tend to, like, vibe with you. You're going to be, like, that person. That's why, you know, people like Sue Surfing do that, because they're always vibing with Surf. You dig what I mean? Like, he got that fan base now that he can just go live or drop music or do something, and they're vibing with you. So I think certain people get pushed a little bit harder, or just certain people just had. But see, the thing about J. Kruger is every time he got that push, he completed it. You dig what I'm saying? Like, so it's he did, you know, they forced him to water, and he didn't turn away from him. He took a cup of that shit, and he started, you know what I mean? He started drinking that shit. So like, everybody battling, he's either making classic battles or he's beating them. So he is deserving of the push. Now, like, when you hear Fonz, you only really hear Fonz in the last Born. I think he was on Born versus somebody, born in the legacy, versus somebody.